우리는 살아가는 중에 기쁠 때도 있습니다.
As we live our lives, there are moments of great joy.
또 막 충격일 때도 있죠.
There are also moments when we're struck by great shock.
부산 시장이 저를 만나가지고 이렇게 운동을 하는데 나 그렇게 잘하는 사람 처음 봤어요.
And so I actually had an opportunity to play golf with the Busan mayor, and I've never met anybody who played so well.
그 사람이 그 안상영 시장입니다.
And his name was An Sang-young.
비행기에서 이제 나를 통 만났어요.
We met on the plane.
그러면은 저 밖에 차 타러 나갈 때까지 제 손을 탁 잡고 이렇게 얘기하면서 가요.
And as we were departing from the plane, until the moment that we arrived at our car outside, he just clasped onto my hand and he kept speaking with me.
좋다는 뜻이죠.
So in other words, it was a show of affection.
근데 미국에서 집회를 하는데 제 문으로 메모지가 하나 들어있어요.
And when I was leading a conference in the U.S., I happened to see that under my hotel door, somebody had slipped in a note.
딱 보니까 안상영 시장 자살.
And it was a memo
그 메모지를 통로한 거요.
Alerted me to the fact that that Mayor An, he had committed suicide.
아, 충격되더라고요.
And it was really a moment of great shock for me.
아, 이 사람에게 내가 정말 복음을 전했어야 되는데 이런 생각이 제일 먼저 들더라고요.
The very first thought that really struck me was all I had to do was really share the gospel with him.
또 저에게 영향을 많이 준 분인데 아주 실력도 있고요. 우리나라의 최고의 대학 서울대학을 쉽게 졸업을 하고요.
And there was another person who impacted me very greatly, very skilled and very capable, graduated very easily from our nation's top university, Seoul National University.
뭐 쉽게 사법고시도 패스하고요.
And very easily passed national bar exam.
그분 삶을 이래 봤는데 정말 배울 게 많아요.
And when I peered into his life, I realized there were so many things that I could learn from.
근데 이제 항상 보면은 입술이 붙어 있어요.
Whenever I saw him, his lips were always clamped shut.
열 번을 보면은 한 여섯 번은 그렇게 붙어 있더라고요.
And I always saw that he always had blisters on his lips. If I saw him 10 times, 6 out of those 10 times, it was always like that.
노력을 많이 한다 이거죠.
In other words, it means that he really devoted everything he had to his work.
그렇게 좋은 분이 나이 얼마 안 돼서 이제 병에 걸려서 돌아가셨어요.
He was such a fine man, and yet at a very early age, he got a disease and he passed away.
참 아까운 분이다.
And so I thought to myself, what a loss of life.
그런 생각을 늘 하고 있어요.
I even to this day think that.
여러분 아시다시피 세계에서 제일 큰 교회 미국에 있었잖아요.
As you know very well, there was one of the biggest mega churches in the U.S.
전 세계가 알아주는 목사님이 목회를 했잖아요.
And the pastor who was carrying out his ministry there was heralded by the entire world as a prestigious and renowned pastor.
미국에서 최고 대학을 나온 지휘자가 그 성가대를 지휘했어요.
And the conductor who had graduated from the finest university in the U.S. was the conductor for the choir at that church.
그분이 자살한 거예요.
But that person committed suicide.
이게 또 충격이요.
And even that was another shock.
미국 전역이 충격이 됐어요. 전 세계 충격이 되죠.
And that shock reverberated all throughout U.S. American society and all throughout the world as well.
얼마 안 가서 그 교회는 문 닫았어요.
And after a little while passed, that church closed its doors.
저는 문 닫을 것이라고 미리 예측했어요.
And I predicted in advance that it would have no choice but to shut its doors.
전혀 복음을 안 전해요.
Because they never once preached the gospel.
오늘 다시 얘기합니다.
Today, I reiterate once more.
유월절을 체험해라.
Experience the Passover.
여러분, 진짜 체험하면 끝입니다.
If you truly experience the Passover, then it's finished.
여러분의 어떤 문제도 이 유월절 피 언약을 체험하면 끝나는 겁니다.
No matter what problem you may be in possession of, if you experience the blood of the Passover lamb, then it's finished.
저는 이 복음이 너무 좋으니까 자꾸 말을 하게 되죠.
And because I love this gospel so much, I have no choice but to keep speaking about it.
근데 사실은 저에게 각인된 하나님의 말씀이 복음 선구가 한 서른 개밖에 안 돼요.
But in actuality, I only have about 30 or so of these Bible verses, the word of God that's really imprinted upon me.
이게요, 제 인생을 완전히 바꾸는 거죠.
But with that alone, my entire life was turned upside down.
이렇게도 이 복음의 능력은 큰 거구나.
To this extent, the power of the gospel is so tremendous.
여러분이 어떤 일을 하든지 상관없습니다. 이 유월절 체험하면 사실 끝나는 거예요.
It does not matter what kind of work you do. If you truly experience the Passover, then it's finished.
어떻게 체험해야 될 것이냐?
Then how can we experience it?
일단 서론에서 이유부터 알아야 되겠어요.
First, in the introduction, we must delve into the reason for that.
절대 인간에게는 행복 없습니다.
There is absolutely no source of happiness for humankind.
있을 수가 없어요.
There can be. There cannot be.
유월절을 체험해라는 이 말은 양의 피 바른 날 빠져나왔잖아요. 그거 체험을 하는 거거든요.
And when we say experience a Passover, as you know very well, the Israelites came out from Egypt when they applied the blood of the lamb. It's experienced that.
여기에는 절대 이유 세 가지 있어요.
And there are three absolute reasons.
이것도 먼저 알아야 되는
there.
겁니다.
That's what we need to first understand.
첫째는 뭡니까?
What is the first of that?
우리의 절대 없어지지 않냐는 과거입니다.
It is our past that will absolutely never disappear.
눈에 안 보이게 이 사단이 창세기 3장서부터 함정을 탁 만드는 거예요.
Unseen to our eyes from the time of Genesis 3, Satan continues to make these traps before us.
목표가 여러분을 죽이는 겁니다.
And his objective is to drive you into death.
그리고는 절대 못 빠져나가는 털을 만들었어요.
And he has also made this frame that you can never free yourself from.
그리고는 여섯 가지 운명의 올무에 탁 이게 묶어버린 거예요.
And he's also just bound us and clamped down on us with the snares of the six
여기서
things.
빠져나오는 걸 말합니다.
It's coming out from that.
굉장한 말씀이죠.
So it's a tremendous message.
여자의 후손이 뱀의 머리를 상하게 할 것이다.
The offspring of the woman will crush the head of the serpent.
여러분에게는 아무렇지도 않게 들릴 수 있는데 흑암 세력은 벌벌 떠는 얘기예요.
And you may not understand the seismic consequences of these words, but the forces of darkness will tremble in fear before these words.
이걸 체험한 거예요.
And that's what they experienced.
가장 중요한 시간에 하나님이 말씀하십니다.
At the most critical juncture, this is what God says.
모세야, 내 백성 데리고 피 제사 드리러 간다고 바로왕에게 말해라.
Moses, take my people and go before Pharaoh and tell him that you will go and give a blood sacrifice.
바로왕이 비웃었습니다.
And Pharaoh heard those words and scoffed at
Moses.
What do you mean, blood sacrifice?
오늘날 세계 사람들이 비웃잖아요. 뭔 피제사 십자가 뭐.
And even at this present day, many people of the world, they scoff at these words. What do you mean, blood sacrifice? What do you mean, the mystery of the cross?
그래서 애굽은 망했고 세계는 망하고 있습니다.
But that is why Egypt fell, and that is why even today the world is being destroyed.
여러분 확실히 해야 됩니다.
So you must be sure in this.
유월절 체험하라는 또 얘기하는 거예요.
You must experience Passover. God speaks of this once again.
그 이유가 두 번째 이유가 뭡니까?
And what is the second reason for that?
지금 광야에 있습니다.
Because right now the Israelites find themselves in the wilderness.
체험해야 돼요.
They need to experience this.
이유부터 알아야 돼요. 광야길을 가고 있다니까요.
You must first know the reason behind this. They're taking the path through the wilderness.
광야길 가는데 무엇을 믿어야 되고 무엇을 안 믿어야 되느냐 구분해야 돼요.
And as they walk through the wilderness, they need to be able to distinguish for themselves what they must believe in and what they must not.
광야길 가면서 무엇이 문제며 무엇이 문제가 아닌지 알아야 되는 겁니다.
And as they walk through the wilderness, they need to be able to distinguish what is a true problem and what is not a problem at all.
종교와 복음은 다르다는 걸 알아야 돼요.
They need to recognize that the gospel and religion are different.
이뿐만 아닙니다.
And it goes beyond
또
that.
하나 이유가 있습니다.
There is another reason.
미래입니다.
It is the future.
이 언약을 알아야 우리의 후대가 또 포로로 갈 것인데 거기서 살아남아요.
We need to know this gospel because later on, once again in the future, our posterity may fall into captivity, but they must come out from within that.
교회와 기성세대와 목사들은 항상 은퇴를 하기 때문에 또 속국돼요.
The church, the adult generations, pastors will once again err once more, and that's why they'll be taken as captives and be taken as a colony.
거기서 우리 후대들이 살아남는 겁니다.
Inside of that, our posterity, our next generation needs to survive.
반드시 얘기해 줘야 돼.
And that's why we must relay this to them.
자, 그러면 어떻게 체험합니까?
Then how can we experience the Passover?
이게 중요하죠.
This is important.
오늘 얘기해 보니까 마지막 8절에 보니까 모든 것 다 전체의 성회로 모이라.
And it says in verse 8, the final verse that we read together, then there shall be a solemn assembly.
그러나 아무것도 하지 말고 성회로 모여라.
Where all will gather. You shall do no work on this day, and you shall gather for the assembly.
광경을 한번 생각해 보세요.
So think about this. Envision this in your mind.
전 이스라엘 민족이 아무것도 안 하고 그날 성회로 모여.
The whole congregation of Israel, they don't do any work on that day, and they gather together in solemn assembly.
이 유월절을 체험하라는 겁니다.
And that's what it means to experience the Passover.
우리 멤버 한 명이 복음을 전하는 것을 어떤 사람이 봤어요.
And there was somebody who happened to see one of our denomination's members sharing the gospel.
그 본 사람이 다른 교단의 목사예요.
And the person who happened to see one of our members sharing the gospel happened to be a pastor of a different denomination.
이 목사님이 진실하게 고백해서 나 전도할 줄 모르는데 어떻게 그렇게 전도를 잘하느냐.
And this pastor very earnestly and sincerely confessed, I don't know how to evangelize. How do you evangelize so well?
이 목사 솔직히 말하고 평신도에게 날 좀 가르쳐 달라.
And so very honestly, he said before this lay person, I'm a pastor, but can you teach me how to evangelize?
그래 이 집사님이 그냥 메시지를 준 거예요.
And so this deacon shared the message with him.
근데 이제 이분이 듣더니 아, 다락방이구나.
And this person heard the message and said, oh, you're 다락방.
그렇습니다.
And the deacon said, yes.
계속 좀 도와달라.
And he asked and requested, can you keep helping me?
절대 이 유광수 목사 문제 없는데 진짜 왜 이러는지 모르겠다. 나 가서 계속 좀 잘해달라.
And he said, there's no problem with the messages of Reverend Yu. Can you keep supplying me and providing me with these messages?
그러면서 이분이 질문을 하나 했어요.
And then this pastor asked this question.
그 질문을 하는데 어떻게 대답할까 이제 평시도 제보 이제 보고를 하는 거죠.
And this layperson happened to contact me and say and to ask me, well, this is the question he asked me. How should I respond to him?
근데 왜 유광수 목사는 귀신 얘기를 그렇게 많이 하느냐? 라고 물었다고 합니다.
The question that this pastor asked was that, but why is it that Pastor Yu continues to speak so much about the evil spirits?
그 목사님과 한국 교회 목사님들에게 말씀드립니다.
I'd like to respond to that pastor and to all the pastors of the Korean churches.
삼단체를 비롯해서 저 일본을 비롯해서 우리나라의 30만 무당을 비롯해서 싹 귀신 섬기고 있습니다.
We see that the three organizations, many of these developed countries including Japan and also the 300,000 shamans in our nation are all worshiping these evil spirits.
조금 과하게 표현하면 100%
And perhaps we can even go so far as to say 100% of them believe in these evil spirits.
예수님께서 말씀하셨습니다.
Jesus said.
제일 처음에 불렀던 말.
The very first words he spoke.
너희를 부른 이유는 너희와 함께 있기 위함이요.
He said, the reason I have called you is to be with you.
또 나가 전도도 하며.
That you might go out and preach.
귀신을 내어주는 권세도 주기 위함이라.
And to give you the power to drive out demons, he said.
예수님이 하신 말씀이에요.
That's what Jesus said.
지나가다가 밥 먹다 한 얘기 아니에요.
He didn't just speak these words in passing.
왜 우리 심심할 때 말할 때 있잖아요. 그래서 한 얘기 아니에요.
There are times we speak words just to fill the time. It wasn't words that he spoke in that manner.
목사님들이 하나님 말씀에 귀를 기울여야 돼요.
Pastors, you must heed the word of God.
농담한 게 아니라니까요.
He wasn't speaking these words in jest.
마지막에도 말씀하셨어요.
He once again
부활하셔서 말씀하셨어요.
Right after he resurrected.
내 이름으로 귀신을 쫓아내고.
He said, "Drive out demons in my name."
병든 자의 손을 얹은 적 나으리라.
You will lay your hands on the sick, and they will be healed.
여러분, 유월절 체험을 어떻게 해야 됩니까?
How can we experience the Passover?
오직을 발견해야 돼요.
You must discover only.
아, 이거 아니면 안 되구나. 이게 느낌이 없다면 체험이 안 된 거예요. 그건 체험이 아니에요.
If you're not filled with a sense that if it's not save for this, there's no other way, then you have yet to experience this.
저는 아무리 생각해도 이 십자가의 피 언약 아니면 이 재앙을 이길 수가 없어요.
No matter how much I think about this and consider this time and time again, if it is not through the covenant of the blood of the cross, we cannot come out from these disasters. You must.
이때에 성도들이 전혀 관심 없는 보좌의 능력이 나타나.
You must realize this only.
그렇죠?
And it is at that time that the power of the throne that people are not concerned with at all, even believers are not concerned with, will take place.
여러분의 후대들이 이 힘 가지고 있어야 돼요.
And your posterity must have with them this
그래서
strength.
광야에서 얘기하는 겁니다.
And that's why God speaks of this in the wilderness.
보좌의 능력을 알아야 시공간을 초월해요.
Only when you know the power of the throne can you transcend time and space.
시공간 초월하는 비밀을 알아야 237을 살리는 거예요.
And only when you know the mystery that transcends time and space can you say the 237 nations.
안 그러면 예수님 말씀이 농담이 되잖아요.
Otherwise the words of Jesus fall flat. It just sounds like a joke.
모든 족속에게 가라.
Go to all nations.
만민에게로 가라.
Go to all peoples.
땅 끝까지 가라 이랬단 말이에요.
And he says, go to the ends of the earth.
여러분이 정말 가고 안 가고 문제가 아닙니다. 이 언약이 아니면 해결될 수가 없어요.
It is not a matter of us going or not. If it is not through this gospel, this covenant, it cannot be resolved.
외국에서 우리나라 와서 훈련받는 사람 중에 잘하는 사람들도 있습니다.
And among the people who have come from overseas to receive training here in our country, there are those who are doing very well.
중간에 포기한 사람도 많아요.
There are also many people who just gave up in the process.
떠난 사람들도 많아요.
Many people who have just departed and left.
이 사람들의 특징이 있습니다.
But there's a distinct trait of these people.
프로그램만 한 거예요.
All they did was partake in the program.
근본 내게 숨겨진 거 해결해야 되는데 그거 하지 않다가 드러난 거예요.
They need to address the fundamental issues that they're grappling with, but instead of doing so, they just simply left.
여러분에게 숨겨진 영적 문제를 해결하라고 유월절 체험하라는 겁니다.
God is telling us to experience the Passover so that we can have the healing of our hidden spiritual problems.
두 번째입니다.
Second,
그 어디서도 줄 수 없는 유일성을 기다리라는 거예요.
You must now wait for that uniqueness that no one else can give to you.
이 유월절은 그리스도 피 말하는 거 아닙니까? 그 중에 피 구체적으로 설명했잖아요. 이거는 유일성 응답을 기다리라는 겁니다.
This Passover bespeaks of Christ. There is a detailed description and explanation of the blood, and inside of that, it's waiting for this uniqueness.
우리에게 가장 무서운 병이 있다면요, 조급병입니다.
What is the most frightening disease that can ail us? It's that hastiness, that urgency that we have.
진짜 타임을 아는 사람은 조급하지 않거든요.
Because people who really know that timeline, they're not impatient.
예수님께서 기다리라고 했습니다.
Jesus said to wait.
뭘 말입니까?
For what?
하나님 나라의 일을 40일 동안 설명했다.
He explained about the things pertaining to the kingdom of God for 40 days.
광야에서 유월절 체험하란 말은 하나님의 나라의 일이 뭔가를 체험하라는 거죠.
And God told them to experience a Passover when they were in the wilderness. What that means is you must experience the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
그거 기다리라는 겁니다.
It's to wait for that.
왜 성막 얘기합니까? 성막의 기구들 보세요. 거기 전부 합주뿌리면 그리스도를 설명하는 겁니다.
Why does he tell them to build a tabernacle? When you look at all the things that the tabernacle contains, all those articles in full explain about the Christ.
그걸 체험하라는 겁니다.
It's to experience that.
성막 모임은 회막 아닙니까?
We have the tabernacle. We also have the tent of meetings where they gather together.
이게 발전돼서 성전.
And then that continued on.
이게 발전돼서 교회입니다.
To become the temple, and that later on became the church of today.
그거를 지금 준비하라는 거예요.
That's what he's telling us to prepare for now.
절대 해결할 수 없는 인간의 문제를 그리스도의 피 언약으로 유월절 체험해라 말이야.
The problems of mankind cannot be solved by anything else. He's now saying. Heal that through the Passover blood and experience this.
마지막 게 뭡니까?
And what is the final thing?
가나안 땅 가야 돼요.
They must now head into Canaan.
재창조에 도전해라.
Now challenge toward recreation.
재창조에 도전하려면 유월절 체험해라.
In order to challenge toward recreation, you must experience the Passover.
여기서 지금 체험하라는 겁니다.
And God is instructing them to experience this.
여러분 눈에 보이지 않게 성삼위 하나님께서 말씀으로 구원으로 능력으로 역사하고 계십니다.
Unseen to our eyes, a triune God is working upon us by His Word, His Spirit, and in power.
여러분 구원받은 새로운 피조물이란 말이요.
You are a new creation that has received salvation.
그래서 성령의 역사로 재창조의 능력이 나오는 겁니다.
And that is why, through the working of the Holy Spirit, we can see the manifestation of the answer of recreation.
이거 가지고 가라는 겁니다.
Now you must take this with you as you step out.
우리 렘넌트들 말씀 잘 듣는 렘넌트들이 있어요.
We have in our midst remnants who are listening very well to the word of God.
나는 여러분에게 약속할 수 있습니다.
I can promise you.
아침에 눈 뜨면 5분만 기도하세요.
When you wake up in the morning, open your eyes, just pray 5 minutes in the morning.
성령께서 나의 생각, 마음, 몸 모든 현장을 사로잡아 주옵소서.
God, would you hold fast to me by your Holy Spirit? Hold on to my
해보세요.
Thoughts, my heart, and even my body.
성령께서 나의 생각과 두뇌와 모든 것을 사로잡아 주옵소서.
May the Holy Spirit seize control over my brain, over all parts of my thoughts and my heart and my body.
여러분 학업이 어떻게 변하는지 한번 확인해 보세요.
Then confirm for yourself what happens, what kind of evidence comes to your studies.
이 부분을 안 한다 이 말이에요.
But this is what we fail to do.
너무 간단한 건데.
Even though it's so simple.
약속입니다.
It's a promise.
그래서 유월절 이 말은 어마어마한 것이 포함되어 있어요.
And that's why when we speak the word Passover, there are tremendous things contained inside of that.
그럼 어떤 결과가 나옵니까?
Then what kind of results
will follow? 어디 가든지 오직을 발견해요.
Wherever we go, we will discover only.
왜냐? 복음이 오직이니까.
Why? Because the gospel is only.
그래서 여러분 흔들리지 마셔야 됩니다. 왜 씹어 얘기합니까? 청소 보러 갔는데도 오직을 발견해요.
That's why you must remain steadfast. Why do I speak about Schwab? It's because he went as a janitor and even there the evidence came upon him.
노예로 갔는데 오직을 발견해요.
Look at Joseph. He was taken as a slave and there he discovered only.
다윗은 똑같이 목동하는데 오직을 발견했어.
And David, just like anybody else, was just a lowly shepherd, but there he discovered his only.
그러면 가만히 있는데 응답 옵니다. 뭐냐? 하나님의 나라라는 유일성의 응답이 와요.
Then even if you're completely still, the answers will come. What kind of answer? It's the uniqueness called God's kingdom.
이거 가지고 가라는 겁니다.
You must take this with you.
우리 렘넌트들 꼭 체험해야 돼요.
Our remnants must experience this.
하나님의 나라.
God's kingdom.
그때부터 뭐가 나옵니까?
From that moment on, what happens?
여러분은 0%로 들어갈 수 있는 재창조의 능력이 나와요.
You begin to experience the works of recreation where you enter into the 0% where you are unrivaled.
안타깝습니다. 이거 가지고 하라는 겁니다.
This is so frustrating. You must take this.
공부하지 마라 말이 아니고 이 능력으로 공부하라는 겁니다.
I'm not telling you not to study. I'm telling you you must study by this power.
아니 사업을 하지 마라 말이 아니죠. 이 능력으로 하라는 겁니다.
I'm not telling you not to do your business. You must carry out your business inside of this power.
이건 비밀이기 때문에 누가 뺏어갈 수도 없어요.
Because this is a mystery,
그렇죠?
No one can take it away from you.
초신일 필요도 없어요.
There's no 비밀이에요, outward 비밀. Sign of it because it's a mystery.
이걸 누리라는 겁니다.
You must enjoy this.
유월절 체험하셔야 돼요.
You must experience the Passover.
오늘 7일간 무교병을 먹으라 그러죠.
Today God instructs the Israelites to eat unleavened bread for 7 days.
이부 때 우리 TCK들하고 얘기를 좀 나눠보겠습니다만은 7일 동안에 무교병 먹으면서 애굽에서 인도행한 것을 기억하라 이렇게 얘기했어요.
We'll speak of this more in the second service with our TCKs, but he instructs them for 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread and there you must remember all that happened when I led you out of Egypt.
그리고 이 유월절 절기에 내 이름을 두고 일을 하시겠다고 했어요.
And he says that on this occasion of the Passover, he will make his name dwell here.
그게 2절입니다.
That comes out in verse 2.
내가 선택한 그곳에서 성회를 모이라.
It says, and you must gather in assembly at the place of my choosing.
그게 8절입니다.
That's verse 8.
자, 오늘 이 말을 맺겠습니다.
I'll come to the close of my words.
하나님은 왜 그렇게 예배를 많이 강조했을까요?
Why did God emphasize worship so much?
이 사람들이 세계 지성을 장악했습니다.
These people went out and they seized control over all of the intellectual
realms. 결과 나왔어요.
We see the results.
하나님은 왜 헌금을 강조했을까요?
Why did God emphasize offering?
이들이 경제 장악했습니다.
The Jewish people they went out and they conquered all of economy.
하나님은 왜 후대 교육에 그렇게도 생을 걸라고 하셨을까요?
And why did God instruct them to stake their lives on teaching and training their posterity?
정치, 사회, 문화 다 장악했어요.
We see that these people, their posterity went out to seize control and exert influence over politics, society, and culture.
자, 여러분 복음 다 알고 있습니다.
We all know the gospel.
이제 마지막으로 복음 체험을 어떻게 해야 될 것이냐?
Now the final question is, how can we experience this gospel?
이게 중요합니다.
That's important.
여러분 이 광야길 가는 길에 복음 체험을 어떻게 할 것이냐?
As you walk through this path of the wilderness, how will you experience the gospel?
이게 이제 굉장히 중요합니다.
This becomes a very important matter.
아, 저 사람은 앞으로 큰 일을 하겠다. 언제 합니까?
When do you know when you see somebody, oh, that person will go on to do great and better things?
아, 저 사람은 축복을 받겠구나. 언제 합니까?
Oh, that person will really be blessed. When do you know that?
아, 저 사람은 얼마 못 가겠구나. 언제 합니까?
When do you know when you look at somebody, oh, that person's not going to last very long?
여러분이 어려움 당할 때입니다.
It's when you are faced and confronted with hardship.
오늘 복음 마무리를 할 줄 알아야 돼요. 진짜 체험을 해야 돼요.
We need to really come to the close of this gospel. In other words, we need to really experience this.
여러분이 어려움 당하는 그 속에 진짜 하나님의 축복이 들어있어요.
Inside of the hardships you encounter, God's true blessings lie.
그래서 나도 2부 때 설명하겠습니다만은 무교병 먹으라 이래.
I'll explain this in the second service. That's why he tells them to eat the unleavened bread.
고난의 빵을 먹어라 그 말이에요.
He says eat of the bread of affliction.
일부러 고난의 빵을 먹어.
Intentionally, on purpose, eat the bread of affliction.
여러분 진짜 복음의 능력이 마무리되는 시간이 언젠가를 알아야 됩니다.
You need to understand what that moment is when the gospel, the power of the gospel really comes to a close.
꼭 기억해야 돼요.
You must remember.
여러분 살다 보면 틀린 거 너무 많이 볼 겁니다.
As you live your lives, there are so many things that are wrong that you see before you.
틀린 거를 따라하라는 말이 아니에요.
I'm not telling
그렇죠?
you to follow in the ways of those wrong, incorrect things.
그 틀린 것 속에 많은 하나님의 계획이 들어 있어.
But inside of those wrong things, there are so many. So there's so much of God's plan inside.
그거 볼 줄 알아야 돼요.
You must be able to see that.
누가 나를 막 비난하고요. 나하고 안 맞는 것을 막 말하는 사람들 많아요.
There are many people who may criticize me, who may slander my name, people who just think that they don't match with me very well.
우리는 그때 또 뺏깁니다.
But even it's at those moments we have everything taken away from us once again.
그 속에 하나님의 굉장한 축복된 계획이 많이 들어있어요.
Inside of that lies God's tremendous plan of blessing.
여러분 여기서 다 걸릴 겁니다.
That's what you'll trip up.
모든 교역자, 모든 중직자 여기서 다 걸려요.
All of our pastors, ministers, all of our church officers, you'll trip over this.
아니, 나는 그런 짓을 안 했는데 누가 막 비난해요.
For example, when you've done nothing wrong and yet people keep speaking ill of you.
그렇게 보였다는 거죠.
It may have appeared that way.
그 회개해야 되고요.
Then you must repent
그러나
for that.
그 말은 틀린 말인데 그 속에는 굉장한 축복들이 들어있어요.
For example, if you've done something wrong, then perhaps you should repent of that. But inside of those words, if those words are wrong, then there are so many blessings contained inside.
여러분 아시다시피 토마스 칼라일이요, 이 프랑스 혁명사라는 책을 썼잖아요.
As you know very well, Thomas Carlyle wrote a book about the French Revolution.
원고를 밤새 쓰고 완성을 했어요.
And so he finished his final manuscript working all night long.
근데 바람이 불어서 이 종이 다 날아가고.
But the wind blew and all his the pages of his manuscript flew away.
그리고 가정부는 밖으로 버린 거는 다 불태우로 이렇게 약속돼 있기 때문에 버린 줄 알고 다 불태워 버렸어.
And his housekeeper, they had already made a promise that all the papers of these manuscripts that fly outside the home, she was to burn it. And so she burned all those pages.
이 사람이 아침 자고 나니까 없어져 버렸다.
He went to sleep and woke up in the morning, and all the pages of his manuscript were gone.
어떻게 하겠습니까?
What do you think he felt? How do you think he felt at that time?
새로 써야죠.
He realized he had to write it once more.
새로 썼는데 70군데 넘어 수정할 걸 찾아냈어요.
As he was rewriting that manuscript, he discovered 70 or more areas, places where he had to fix his errors.
그 사고난 것처럼 보이지만요. 그 사람이 틀린 건 맞아. 그러나 굉장한 하나님의 계획 축복이 들어있다는 거예요.
It may have appeared like an accident. It really was his wrongdoing, his own fault. And yet, inside of that, he discovered God's tremendous plan of blessing.
옛날에 미국을 갔다 오는데 비행기 안에서 제가 한 달 동안의 양을 숙제 이런 거를 글로 다 썼어요.
It was a while back, but it was when I was coming back from America. I had a month's long worth of materials that I had written down.
내려서 줬으면 될 텐데 제가 그걸 이제 다 썼으니까 다 줬어요 이게.
And so I had finished writing all these pages, a month long worth of messages, and so I could have just given it to my secretaries when I left the plane, but I happened to just hand it over when we were finished.
이제 직원에게 준 거죠.
I gave it to the staff.
이 직원 내리면서 그걸 놓고 내린 거예요.
But that staff left it on the plane as he deboarded.
자, 놓고 내리면 금방 생각났으면 가져오면 되는데 한참 있으면 이미 청소 다 해버린 거예요. 그렇죠?
And so if he had remembered right away, he could have just gone back to get it. But he recalled that very much later, and so they had already cleaned out the plane.
쓰레기인 줄 알고 다 없앤 거죠, 일하는 사람들이.
And the people who were working in that plane, the personnel thought that it was just trash and litter, so they just threw it out.
내가 눈치가 보니까 한 3일은 고민인 것 같아.
And so, from what I could sense, I think that the person I handed over the manuscript to, he was conflicted for about 3 days.
이거 말씀은 드려야 되잖아요.
He had to report back to me.
나 3일 좀 지나니까 지금 급하잖아요, 지금.
And after about 3 days passed, now he's pressed for time.
대신 쓸 수도 없잖아요.
He can't write it on my behalf.
다른 사람에게 부탁도 못 해요. 그럼.
He can't even request this to somebody else.
할 수 없이 제게 얘기를 해야 되는 거잖아요.
He had no choice but to come to me to share this information with me.
그러니까 막 거의 죽는 표정으로 와서 얘기하는 겁니다. 그걸 모르고 비행기 놓고 내렸다고요.
And so his face was so dark when he came to me and said, I'm so sorry, I forgot and I left those pages that you wrote down in the plane when we left.
그때 저는 두 가지를 깨달았어요.
At that moment I realized 2 things.
아, 이 많은 글을 쓴다는 것을 나는 힘들다고 생각을 했어요.
I thought to myself that it was so arduous, so hard to write all these pages of messages.
아니 그 시간이 하나님 보실 때는 가장 중요한 시간 아니겠어요?
But from 그렇죠? God's standpoint, that must have been the most important time.
근데 그게 없어진 거예요.
And now that's disappeared.
나는 새로 서면서요. 내 생에 가장 중요한 은혜를 받고 힘을 얻었어요.
As I rewrote those pages, I received the greatest grace, the greatest and most important strength of my life.
여러분들은 거의 거기서 놓칩니다.
The vast majority of people lose hold of all the blessings right then and there.
대부분 사람들이 틀린 소리 합니다.
Most people speak incorrect words.
여러분 사람들 고민하는 걸 종합해 보면요. 특징이 있습니다. 거의 육신적인 얘기, 영적인 얘기 하나도 없어요.
If you look collectively at all the worries that consume people, if you look 그렇죠? at it in full, you realize there's a characteristic that runs through all of that.
정확하지 않아요.
It's all flesh, all worldly.
육신 얘기인데 그것도 맞으면 되는데 틀려요.
No spiritual concerns. I mean, even if it's worldly concerns, it's all right, but all of it is wrong.
자, 이런 거는 많이 듣게 됩니다.
And so we hear so many of these things.
회사 가보세요. 이상한 사람 얼마나 많습니까?
You hear all the words people speak and you try to interpret what they're trying to say. And it's so strange.
정말 많습니다.
There's so many strange people like that even in the church.
어떻게 됩니까?
What must we do with that?
그 안에 하나님의 중요한 계획이 들어 있어요.
God's important plan is contained even inside of that.
그거 볼 줄 알아야 유월절 체험인 거예요.
You need to be able to see that, and that's what it means that you have experienced the Passover.
모두가 사울 왕 죽이자는 겁니다. 저 귀신 들렸으니까.
Everybody was clamoring, and they were rising up, saying, "Let's kill King Saul because he's demon possessed."
다윗은 안 된다고 했습니다.
And yet David flatly rejected that.
그 다윗이요, 진짜 복음 가진 사람이에요.
Because David was a man with a true gospel.
하나님이 기름 부어 세운 종을 손대는 걸 하나님이 허락지 아니하신다고 얘기했어요.
He said, God will not allow us and permit us to lay our hands against a servant that he himself has appointed.
그 사울 왕 죽었다는 소식 들었을 때는 밥도 먹지 않고 통곡을 했어요.
And after he heard about the death of King Saul, he couldn't even eat. He fasted and he wept.
자, 그 천하의 원수입니다. 그 사울 왕이 사실은 그렇죠?
King Saul was his greatest foe.
우리는 유월절 체험을 해야 돼요. 그럼 끝나는 겁니다.
We too must experience the Passover. With that, it's finished.
여러분의 고민 문제가 뭡니까? 하나님의 축복이 그 속에 들어있다면 어떡할까요?
What are your worries? What are your problems? What would you do if God's great plan of blessing is contained inside of that?
근데 거의 들어있다니까.
But for the most part, it is. That plan is contained inside
of those things. 꼭
기억해야
됩니다.
So you must remember.
여러분이 피 언약 유월절 체험하는 날 모든 운명은 뒤바뀝니다.
The day that you experience the blood covenant and the Passover, all of your disasters, all of your fate will be overturned.
이 내용은 대통령도 아셔야 되고 스님도 아셔야 되고 다 알아야 돼요.
And this is something that the president, that monks, that all of the people must
왜냐,
know.
그분들도 하나님의 축복을 받아야 돼요.
Why? Because even those people need to receive God's
blessings. 그래서 우리가 증인이 되는 겁니다.
That's why we must stand as witnesses.
난 늘 아까운 인물들, 참말이죠 마이클 잭슨 같은 이런 가수들, 엘비스 같은 이런 가수들요. 전부 약물로 죽었잖아요.
I look at people like Elvis Presley or even Michael Jackson who died of drug overdose. It just really brings me great pain in my heart.
과연 저 사람들 옆에 한 명도 복음 가진 사람이 없었냐 이거요.
It grieves me to think, was there not even one person next to those people who had the true gospel?
안타깝죠.
How frustrating is that?
어떤 재벌이 공황증이 와가지고 발작하는데 그럼 밑에 사람 다 도망가 버려.
There was a head of a conglomerate. He had many panic attacks. And whenever his panic attacks came, all the staff underneath him would run away.
우리 렘넌트가 복음을 드린 거예요.
But a remnant shared the gospel.
감히 제일 높은 회장에게 복음을.
How could it be that he went in and he shared this gospel with this?
여러분 재벌 회사에서 회장이면 대단한 겁니까? 그 밑에 사람이 다 도망가네 그래.
He's a CEO of the company. Everybody else fled the scene, but this remnant went and shared the gospel with the CEO.
이분이 얘를 기억한 겁니다.
And he remembered this remnant.
그 영적 문제 다른 걸로 해결할 수가 없어요.
That spiritual problem cannot be solved by any
other means. 그 돈으로 해결 못한다니까요.
You can't solve that with money.
그 remnant 내가 기대물 해줬어요.
And so that remnant shared with me.
제가 그 친구 결혼 주례를 하니까요.
I went and officiated his wedding ceremony.
주례하니까 이제 자기 내게 얘기를 해주는 거죠.
And so he shared this with this bit of information with me.
결혼식장에 그 회장님 오신다는 거예요.
He said that CEO is coming to my wedding.
참고하라는 거죠.
So he wanted me to keep that in mind.
이만큼요. 나이가 상관없고 지위도 상관없습니다. 이 영적으로 어려움 당하는 사람이 복음 전하는 이름은 증인으로 하나님 세우셨다니까요.
So it doesn't matter your position or your age. The people who have the gospel, God will raise you up as witnesses.
오늘 이번 주간에 여러분 이 축복을 꼭 누리게 되기를 주 예수 그리스도 이름으로 축복합니다.
I bless your name, Lord Jesus.
기도하겠습니다.
That today and this week,
하나님께 감사드립니다.
God, we thank you.
오늘 오직을 발견하게 해 주옵소서.
May we discover only today.
유일성의 복음을 그 능력을 기다리는 자 되게 해 주옵소서.
And may we stand as those who wait for the blessing, the power of uniqueness.
재창조의 축복으로 나의 주위를 살릴 수 있도록 하나님이 역사해 주옵소서.
And Lord, would you work upon us that we can stand as those who will save our surroundings, the places around us through this blessing of recreation.
예수 그리스도 이름으로 기도하옵나이다.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.